Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., raw emotion filled a Charleston, South Carolina courtroom Friday as relatives of the 9 victims of the shooting massacre at Emmanuel AME Church addressed the man charged with their deaths. 70-year-old Ethel Lance was among those killed. Her daughter was in the courtroom Friday and spoke directly to Dylan Roth, the accused.
You hurt me. You hurt a lot of people. But God forgive you. And I forgive you.
Charged with 9 counts of murder, Roth will remain in prison, having accepted a no-bond arrangement for the murder counts. Bail of $1 million was set for an additional weapons charge. President Obama spoke Friday at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in San Francisco.
At some point, as a country, we have to reckon with what happens. It is not good enough simply to show sympathy.
As he has said before, Mr. Obama framed his reaction to the Charleston murders in terms of curbing the use of guns, but was more emphatic this time, verging on anger. He said he refused to act as if the shootings like this week's are the new normal. President Obama will be traveling to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American president to visit that country, headquarters of the African Union. White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. Purpose of the trip is to accelerate economic growth and strengthen democratic institutions and improve security, that is, in Africa. Both Kenya and Ethiopia have been important security partners with the U.S. in the fight against the militant group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. U.S. State Department says that terrorist attacks worldwide rose 35% last year, with an 81% increase in the number of deaths in its annual assessment on terrorism. State Department said the group Islamic State and Boko Haram are responsible for a high number of exceptionally lethal attacks. We get more now from VOA's Pam Dawkins.
The State Department says Islamic State militants were responsible for 1,083 attacks last year, the most of any terror group. It says those attacks, such as one in northern Iraq that led to the killing of dozens of captured Iraqi soldiers, resulted in more than 6,000 deaths. In Nigeria, people scrambled for safety as police moved in following a November market bombing linked to Boko Haram. The State Department says the group's brutal tactics in West Africa resulted in more than 5,000 casualties last year. State Department officials say the U.S. has been working to shift its counterterrorism strategy to more effectively partner with countries where terrorist networks are seeking a foothold. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has rejected accusations that his country is aggressive, insisting that Russia has simply started asserting its interests more vigorously and consistently. Speaking Friday during a question-and-answer session at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, Russian leader responded to former French Prime Minister François Fillon, who said Russia is behaving increasingly more aggressively. Earlier this week, President Putin announced Russia's military will add more than 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles to its nuclear arsenal this year. That announcement was strongly criticized by some Western leaders, including NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
So Russia is actually undermining the treaties we have had in place for several years, which are important for arms control. So we don't seek confrontation. We seek and strive for a more cooperative relationship. But the precondition for that is that Russia is respecting the borders of its neighbors.
Meanwhile, the European Union announced Friday that it has extended for another year sanctions against Russia for its March 2014 annexation of Crimea. U.S. government has crushed more than 907 kilograms of confiscated illegal ivory in New York's Times Square to raise awareness of elephant poaching and wildlife trafficking. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell said Friday's event in New York would also crush the ivory market. Animal advocates say that trade in ivory threatens to wipe out African elephants.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Well, hello, my friend. Russ Davis here. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America. And on this edition of the program, I'm going to attempt the impossible. And that is, in the next couple of hours, to fill up the time with music from all the wonderful artists performing at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival. I must tell you, I've attended jazz festivals all over the world and all over North America. I've been to Montreux in Switzerland, the North Sea Festival in the Netherlands, Barcelona in Spain, Prague, as well as the Dominican Republic and Aruba, to Detroit, Atlanta, New Orleans, all over New York City, which is a jazz festival every day. That's my home base. And many other places too, but no festival anywhere have I enjoyed more or think is more varied in its scope and more impressive in its lineup each and every year than the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal, the Montreal Jazz Festival in Quebec in Canada. And once again, for their 36th edition, this 26th of June through the 5th of July, a Friday through a Sunday, 10 days will be filled up with wonderful shows, many of them for free. In fact, if you live in walking distance to the center of the city of Montreal and you want to see shows, you can spend absolutely not one penny and hear some marvelous music made by musicians from all over the world. There are many indoor paid concerts too, and hundreds and hundreds of musicians coming from all over to perform in Montreal. This year is going to be a wonderful lineup, and let's just get started with some of the music that'll be heard in Montreal this year. Let's begin with a gentleman who's well known for, most recently, creating what we call world jazz, with a more acoustic lineup with his World Sinfonia Band. He is Al Di Meola. But this year, he's decided to go electric with what he calls the Electric Gypsy and More Electric Tour. Here's a taste of what he might sound like on the opening day of the festival, Friday the 26th of June, inside the beautiful Théâtre Maisonneuve. It's Al Di Meola with a song from his Elegant Gypsy album entitled Race with the Devil on Spanish Highway to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. lifetime. Dance above the trees to the rhythm in your mind. Gently touching your skin inside out. Floating on the seas, it carries me around.
Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montreal begins with a bang on Friday the 26th of June. The two artists you just heard will be filling the halls, the Théâtre Maisonneuve, Aldi Miola playing there, and the beautiful Club Soda, where Bebel Gilberto will kick things off with a 6 p.m. performance, making music like what you just heard. She, of course, the daughter of Astrid Gilberto, the famous girl from Ipanema, as you may remember. She's carrying on the family tradition in a beautiful way, is Bebel Gilberto, with songs like Close Your Eyes from her album Tanto Tempo. There is a decidedly world music sound to the lineup of the Montreal Jazz Festival most every year, and you will hear a little bit of everything coming your way. Traditional jazz, modern electric dance jazz, big band,
Well, just really everything, and I'm going to try to give you a taste of that on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and I've enjoyed conversations with a number of artists at the Montreal Jazz Festival. I was trying to remember how many years I've been there. I know it's about 10 in a row, and it's always my pleasure to have a chance to take a break with the artists and have some conversation with them. At the festival a couple of years ago, Stanley Clark was there, and he'll be there again this year with his own Stanley Clark Band. That was the topic of our conversation that I'll share with you right now, and we'll follow that with some Stanley Clark Band music from his Grammy award-winning album, Up. And then the Stanley Clark Band, the award-winning Stanley Clark Band album. Congratulations on that. I know it had to be a thrill. There were some wonderful compositions on that, and so well-received. It's always great to have your latest personal work out there and be acclaimed so highly.
That's fun. That band, we've been together for over 6 years, and we just play really, really easy together. It's just... It's great, like when you have a band, and you know, I watched the guys grow, Ronald Bruner, Russell Sirota. I watched them grow from being very young to playing, and now they really got it together. And man, you know, you can't beat that.
Well, looking forward to it. I haven't seen this band play before, and that's going to be a real treat. And happy birthday, man. It's a great thing to be so young and still be so wise.
That's right.
The Stanley Clark Band with Gotham City from the Grammy Award-winning album Up, performing as they shall at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival. Here are some artists that will be performing at the festival this year, too. The legendary bassist Ron Carter. He's joined on the song you're about to hear by another artist that will be performing in Montreal this year, guitarist Bill Frizzell. From the album Orfu, the Ron Carter Sextet, featuring Houston Person on the tenor saxophone on the song entitled Obrigado on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Maybe Ron Carter with his new quartet featuring Renee Rosnes on piano, playing on the 4th of July, a Saturday at the Montreal Jazz Festival, will play a little bit of Latin-flavored music like what you just heard. We'll find out. More of the great music coming up at the 36th Festival Internacional de Jazz de Montréal. That's coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's an email I received recently, which reads as follows. Hi there, I'm Oscar, a South African in Cape Town. My late dad, Desmond, played piano in a jazz band led by a Mr. Allison for many years. I'm named after Oscar Peterson. I play no instruments, but I am a part-time lyric writer. Keep up the high-quality jazz that I hear today. Thanks, Oscar. Well, Oscar, thank you so much. Keep up that lyric writing, too. And since you were named for Oscar Peterson, I think it's most appropriate that we play the music of the late, great pianist who was born in Montreal. And though he won't be playing at the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival, he played many a time there, and his spirit certainly will be present, as it always is, in the city of Montreal. Oscar Peterson, born in 1925, died at the age of 82 in 2007, and here's some music that he recorded in Toronto in 1981 with a big band. It's his composition, Jubilation, and we'll dedicate this to you, Oscar in South Africa, in honor of Oscar Peterson from Montreal, here on VOA's Jazz America.
to get up out my bed. I got to get up on my feet. I hear these voices in my head. They echo voices in the street. Gotta get myself together. Gotta give myself a break. Nothing seems to last forever except this very fast pace. Then the sun will come up on another day. To find out a pace and take a walk around a room, I can take a bit of waiting. I can sing all out of tune, and your mind plays tricks, and you know you're all alone. Then you start to feel that itch, and you know you should stay home. Yeah. Then the sun will come up on another day. Oh, the sun will come up on just another day, yeah. Darkness of the night is just a funny little itch. When the moon is shining bright, I feel a certain kind of twitch. I'm feeling crazy, 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 yeah, but I'm alright. Things gotta get easy, 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 babe, but I'm not uptight. Cause then the sun will come up on another day. Yeah, the sun will come up on another day. Then the sun will come up on another day. Oh, the sun will come up, yeah, on just another day.
Hi, this is Russell Malone, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America. Thank you.
from his brand new release, Love Looks Good on You. That is the great guitarist, Russell Malone, with the song entitled Soul Leo, sounding as he shall in multiple performances over 2 days at the Upstairs Jazz Bar and Grill, with shows each night, two of them, on Thursday and Friday, the 2nd and 3rd of July. There are other artists at the festival that will be playing multiple shows during the run of the festival. The great South African-born pianist Abdullah Ibrahim, he'll be performing on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in performances at the intimate Gezu Theater. Also, Kurt Rosenwinkel, who we featured on last week's Jazz America program, he's playing multiple shows, not only with his own band, but with other artists as guests joining with him. And Avishai Cohen will be one of those artists. He'll have Kurt Rosenwinkel in a duo performance at Gezu, as well as with his own band and in other situations, too. It's like multiple artists in residence at each and every Montreal Jazz Festival. Preceding Russell Malone, by the way, we heard one of the local treasures, Canada's own Molly Johnson, with a title cut from her album Another Day. She'll be performing in a salute to Billie Holiday, her latest release. You've heard some of that here on Jazz America as well. Not long ago at the Montreal Jazz Festival, I had the joy of talking to Dee Dee Bridgewater, who had just finished playing at the festival and was entertaining interviews and conversation with some of her fans and some of the press, me included. And she was talking about one of her latest projects, and that was not as a performer, but instead as a producer of a young trumpet player named Theo Croker. She went on to produce that work, and now he's playing at this year's Montreal Jazz Festival as the leader of his own band, and Dee Dee Bridgewater playing this year too, as she does her own special presentation. Here's that conversation I enjoyed with Dee Dee Bridgewater, and then we'll hear Dee Dee and Theo Croker together here on Jazz America.
Okay, speaking of the future, talk to me about what's up with you for the next 6 months or so. We're going to be following you around.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody needs to show you your schedule, right?
Someone has to show me where I'm going. I can tell you about the next couple of weeks. I am, in my own way, trying to support the youth in jazz. I'm producing my first artist on my label, DDB Records.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a young trumpet player by the name of Theo Croker. He's 25.
I know his name.
You do?
I do.
Yeah, the grandson of Doc Cheatham.
Yeah.
I met him 2 years ago in Shanghai. And he was part of a big band that I played with. And then I went to a jazz club. Actually, the jazz club was sponsoring this festival. And heard him play in a small group setting and just fell in love. So he played with me last summer on a few festival dates in France. And then I just said, you know what, I would love to record you. So that's what I'm doing.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Are you going to do any work with him, vocalizing?
Well, I mean, I'm going to sing maybe 3 tracks. He wants me to sing more, but I don't know. I said, no, Theo, now come on.
Ooh, sounds good.
Yeah, and then we're supposed to do a number together.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And here is the song that Theo Croker and Dee Dee Bridgewater did together on his album Afrophysicist, her first work as a producer and not her first work as a vocalist, as she sang Stevie Wonder's classic, I Can't Help It. Theo Croker and Dee Dee Bridgewater on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Yeah. couldn't help it. No. Really, shut a little bump of love. But I'm deadly, but I'm bloody. To your
Bridgewater with Theo Croker, participants in the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival, as are a wonderful duo with a little French lineage in their music and in their lives, Richard Galliano from Cannes, France, and Sylvain Luc. They'll be together in Montreal performing at the 36th Festival. From his latest release, Sentimentale, here's Richard Galliano with his version of the Jody Grind, the Horace Silver Classic. Thank you. Coming to the Montreal Jazz Festival this year. This is Russ Davis. I hope you'll stay tuned. Next hour, more of our highlights of the 36th Montreal Jazz Festival.